Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. Because your financial well-being is our priority, our dedicated business teams are here to help.
Now it's a wet Tuesday afternoon, but I've made my way to Trinity Street for one of the bright spots on the new retail landscape, and that's the opening of Columbia Sportswear, operated by Great Outdoors. I'm delighted to be joined by Ken Costigan, the Managing Director of Great Outdoors, and Derek Moody, who's also a director of the company. Derek, we might start with you. This is a real positive step on the retail landscape, as I said there. But tell me about this brand, Columbia. They were a supplier to Great Outdoors originally, as I understand it, but that relationship has developed into this great new unit here on Trinity Street.
Indeed, Bobby. Yeah, it's a brand we've been stocking for over 40 years, first of all, in Great Outdoors, and have always had a very good relationship with them. But over recent years, going back at least 10 years, it started to grow and grow and grow. And their emphasis, you know, the Columbia Sports were a bit of it was very outdoor, but it's taken outdoor in the last couple of years. It's taken a more urban twist. And so that's protective gear that you can wear every day or wear on the hills. For us then, being a traditional outdoor store, we were always looking at this other capsule category that they had, the urban category, and wondering how we'd fit it in, you know, how would our customers react to it. All the while, the regular Columbia products were growing and growing and growing. We just couldn't fit it in. It was a next natural step for us to do something like this, either to give it even more space in store or to do something like this. So we took a trip with the guys from Columbia, took it real slow and steady, went around some of their European stores, had a look, and, you know, it was an instant yes from us. It was, you know, we got to do this, you know. At that point then, it was just finding the right location. So that has taken about 2.5 years to get the right size, the right shape, the right location, you know, and we end up here. We're absolutely delighted.
Now, Ken, you have about 1,300 square feet here. And as Derek was saying, it took a while to find the right location. Tell me a bit about the founder, Tim Boyle. He's of Irish stock, I believe, but I saw some of the comments that he made at the opening, and he seems to be somewhat of a character.
He's absolutely great. We've met him so many times, and considering he's a billionaire, he is the owner of a huge multinational company. He's absolutely great fun. He really makes you feel welcome at our company. He genuinely thanks you for their business. And imagine in his world where this little tiny speck, he's so proud of his Irish roots. His granny was Irish and he talks about it all the time. We've met his mother as well, who was the real starter of the company into an outdoor brand. From originally it was a hat brand, it was Boyle Hats. Okay. And his mother actually, when the company was in serious trouble, she brought it into an outdoor brand and started making fishing vests and jackets, and she's the one that drove the company. And up until last December, sadly she passed away, she was always still in the boardroom. Okay. And so proud to be there and so proud of the brand, and they really make you feel like you want to be part of it, and it's a great family company.
Now, this is a business, again, just not to undersell it, because it's got, what, nearly $3 billion worth of turnover. It's got 36 stores in Europe. What are your plans for the brand in Ireland?
Well, at this moment, this store is maybe the first of many, who knows, but it's really, really nice. It, as Derek said, there's a nice feel to it. It's a different range of clothing, and it's nice to try something different for us.
Okay. Derek, you might walk me to some part of the shop that you think will tickle my fancy.
So a couple of things, Bobby, that's unique to any other brand with Columbia. They cater for weather, whether it is sun or rain. Okay. They have unique patented technologies, you know. So we're standing here at some colourful but maybe ordinary sports T-shirts. This particular one is for warm weather walking, so it's an omni-freeze material.
Okay.
As you perspire, these little molecules inside cool you down. So it's not just an ordinary sports.
So it's more than breathable. It actually, there's some sort of temperature control built into it.
Absolutely. It's a cooling agent in the material. And when it comes to winter, you'd be still looking at the same colourful top. So maybe when you talk about going skiing, and except there's an Omni Heat, there's a reverse technology that heats you up in it. And if we look at, you know, some of the footwear they do, for example, they have a patented material called Outdry. Okay. And Outdry would be a competitor of Gore-Tex, which I'm sure you're familiar with. Gore-Tex is a waterproof material. But with Outdry, what they have done is they've put the waterproof element of it on. This goes for jackets.
I see.
They've put it on the outside.
I see. So
normally with Gore-Tex, it's inside. And it does feel wet and damp, whereas this, it sheds water from the outside. I'm wearing an Outdry jacket at the moment, as you can see.
So I see as well that the rain has
beads on it.
Yeah, that's the term.
And it will never absorb into it. So if we're both out walking in a traditional waterproof or an Outdry of the same weight, at the end of a walk, your jacket will be twice as heavy as mine because it will have absorbed the water and it'll be hard to shake off, whereas this is shake dry.
Okay. So Ken, yourself and Derek have seen maybe a couple of recessions. You've been around a few years. How did it all start for you guys way back in the early days?
Well, in 1987, strangely enough, Derek and I were the Saturday boys in Great Outdoors. Derek was still in school, so I'll now let you in on a secret that I'm older than him. And I was a trainee instructor in Tig Lynn Adventure Centre, and we both needed money, so we both got Saturday jobs at Great Outdoors. The two guys who owned Great Outdoors then were really, really into it, and they brought us in, they trained us up, and we just really, really liked it. And Great Outdoors is a community family feel like Columbia, and that's probably why it's so easy for us to get into bed with Columbia.
Yeah.
And so we just became good friends. We really, really liked work. And just from that, then we started going hiking together. We started skiing together. And yet, in a lot of those situations, you get very, very close to people. And it just worked out really, really well.
All right. Well, listen, it's a bright light on the retail horizon to see a shop such as this opening in the city here on Trinity Street. And we wish you every success with it. So Ken Costigan, MD, and Derek Moody, Director of Great Outdoors, and indeed Columbia, we wish you every success.
Thanks a million, Bobby. Appreciate it.
Bobby, thank you very much.